Welcome to the Toon Talk Podcast. I'm Christian Oates, and I believe we're at episode 7. I do this every time. I can't remember which episode we're on. But nonetheless, I'm excited to be here and with you. We have a Wi-Fi issue going on right now, internet connection. So I don't think this is coming out on Tuesday, maybe Thursday, maybe Friday. It doesn't matter. I'm just happy to get an episode out. And today, we have some album reviews. I've been wanting to do this a lot, and we have some big ones. Destined to Win, which came out, I believe, April 2nd, one of the beginning of April. That happened with one of those. And the album is by Little TJ, Destined to Win. And this album kind of came little random-ish. I'm not exactly sure. Little TJ, I'm not too big of a fan on him. I did like him in Pop Out. I think that's the only song I actually like from him, generally. And there's the bell. Welcome to seventh period, ladies and gentlemen. But the Destined to Win album by Lil TJ consisted of 21 songs making up around an hour. I believe it was like an hour and 4 minutes. I just wrote down an hour. And it was interesting because listening to the album, it's not my type of music. I'll just get to my notes. So the first one I had written down was I heard Calling My Phone on TikTok. I believe it sounded really familiar. Call my phone, all that. I believe that was, like, I really believe that that was already a TikTok song. So when I first heard it, I was like, oh, it's familiar, not too bad. And then the whole album is melodic. You know, I think that's Lil TJ's, not gimmick, because it's his artist style. It's more of a style rather than a gimmick. And that's just what he does. He makes melodic music, and it kind of goes well-ish with his voice. He can kind of play around with it like that. And I think it works. And he had some covers of some songs. Born to Be Great was a cover, not a cover, but it had parts from Work by Drake. And then None of Your Love was sort of a cover by Baby by Justin Bieber. And I think that was pretty decent, you know. I've never really been too big of a Justin Bieber. He has some nice ones now, and even back when he was popular. And when it was a popular thing for boys not to like Justin Bieber, he had some slappers, but I think None of Your Love by Lil TJ having some elements of it was all right. And it wasn't one of my top songs, I guess I can say it. And I think he might need to do more things with his vocals. Lil TJ kind of sounds the same in every song. And I know that's the issue that DaBaby had. And he is doing really well at expanding him. But in terms of Lil TJ, I think he has a lot more to do. I'm not sure how long Lil TJ has been on the scene, but I think that there's just a lot left, a lot more that he can possibly do. And the overall rating that I gave this one was a 6 out of 10. Now, I try not to be generous. 7 is kind of the rating that you always give anybody, like at least a 7. But I had to be honest. I had to kind of go with myself. But I say this is only because, one, I don't really listen to Lil TJ's type of music, so I wouldn't really get it. But also, the whole album just seemed repetitive with his voice, type of beats, because I know I wouldn't know personally what you can vary, but I don't know, because this is, I saw it, I thought it was all going to be a sadish album, but then it did kind of go to, like, the murder topics, the angry, which is pretty good versatility. It's just, the songs can't sound the same, and that was the biggest issue with me. And my favorite song had to be Born to Be Great or Calling My Phone. Born to Be Great had the elements of Work, like I mentioned before, and Calling My Phone was the TikTok one, so I really don't know. One, they were decent. That's the big thing. But the next album that I have that I'm reviewing, the whole reason I'm doing this episode, I wanted to attach on the other album, Destined to Be Great. Was it Destined to Be Great or Destined to Win? I can't remember already. Destined to Win, that's what it was called. Okay, but the big album that came out this past Friday was Slime Language 2 by YSL, which stands for Young Stoner Life. And primarily Young Thug. When the first one came out, it was 2018. I was a sophomore, and I wasn't really a big fan of the album. I wasn't really a big fan of Young Thug anymore. The big thing is, I really got into Young Thug back when I was in 8th grade. So, you know, the kind of draw that he had before is a lot different. It takes a lot for me to stay consistent with it. Because the transition from 8th grade to high school that I've dealt with now is so interesting and different. And I think that's why I haven't really been able to, I don't want to say vibe, I don't really like that word, but vibe with Young Thug. This album consisted of 23 songs making up an hour and 15 minutes total. definitely a lengthy album, but of an artist like Young Thug, and how long it's been since Slime Language, the first one came out, you'd expect something like it. But as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to add this in real quick. So the draw for Young Thug at first was back in eighth grade. Definitely not a smart idea that I did. I used to stay up way late at night watching Cash Nasty 2K live streams. I believe that was like 2K16 or 17. I think it was 17. It was just really all I did. It was like really late. And he had a lot of Young Thug music kind of embedded into his stream with donations and everything. And I was like, that song sounds really good. So I found Young Thug and some of his music, and it really drew, but still not into the rap like it was. So it was just a few songs that drew me in. I think Digits was the song I still have in my playlist from a long time ago. And Young Thug has just had some random ones popping in, kind of ones that I really like. So it's just overall not my style anymore. And the album Young Slime Language 2, it really came out of nowhere. I don't think that there was anything kind of previewing it. I don't know if it was like the 3-year anniversary of when the first album came out or not, but based off from my understanding, it just popped up out of nowhere, but definitely did bring a big draw. I got a post sent to me by someone, and it had Lil Uzi Vert posting about it, and if Lil Uzi promotes it, you know people are going to do it. But so let me get back to it. So the favorite song out of it was GFU. I can't say the real thing on this podcast, but Sheck West made it very great for me. His voice, I feel like Sheck West fell off, which was a big thing, but oh my goodness, the song is really a hype song. I got it in my basketball playlist, the ones that I try to get hype whenever I do any type of physical activity. I can't remember anything else in the song, but Sheck West made it really great. His voice, it's really unique because it's deep-ish, but he can get it high to where it's like doesn't sound weird. So shout out to Sheck West for that. And the worst song, I think Como Te Llama. You know, as much as I love Spanish, I feel like that song was just way too repetitive, and I was really considering skipping it, but the whole time I was like, oh my gosh, shut up. It got really annoying. And the whole album, I hate to say it sounds repetitive because I know it didn't, and I know the Drake feature was pretty good, but it just, I don't know. I wasn't too big of a fan, granted, for what it is. I know there are nice beats in it, which all made it pretty enjoyable. It was just kind of rough for me. The whole listen, I was playing Minecraft while I was listening to it, getting the listen through going, and it all wasn't too bad. But overall for the album, I think for what it did and how the impact it was, because you honestly look for impact, it doesn't matter if a song is good or not. As long as it affects people, as long as people are talking about it, because with Uzi, you got to think, he leaked some of him and Cardi, they got to leak stuff on purpose. I know they probably weren't planning on dragging on their album for like 3 or 4 years until they actually release it. But the leaks and getting a big following on SoundCloud definitely goes to make it huge when it actually comes out. And I'm just now finding the Drake leaks, and I'm like, oh, I hope this is on the album. But it still gets people talking overall and gets them getting their opinions out, because that's a big part of music nowadays. Back in the 2000s. You didn't really see any blog posts or Reddit, if that was even a thing back then, about like, oh, I think this. No, it was just people buying the music, and if they heard it was good, they didn't buy it. But with streaming and everything being so easily accessible now, I feel like it's just so different. But in the album, there was just a song for everything, and that's the best part. Shout out to T-Shine. I can't remember. Oh, nope. In the song That Go, that one wasn't too bad for me, but he had a line, shoot it like JJ, talking about JJ Redick. That was my guy. I made shoot it like JJ in a line that I might even use in one of my own songs later on. That's a big thing. But overall, I would give the album an 8 out of 10. I wouldn't do 9 because 9 is near perfection. 7 is average, so it has to go in the middle there. And yeah, I think it was overall good album. Because he didn't really miss on everything. Like I mentioned, there's a song for everything. There's a chill song. I believe there are some sad ones, or definitely some hype ones. Some gangster rap-ish type songs, because I know that's not Young Thug's real type thing. But overall, I like the album, and I think it was pretty good. Definitely better than Destined to Win. Destined to Win was just tough for me. But, you know, that will do it for the Toon Talk Podcast. Episode 7, I still believe. I'm not sure. It's all bleeding together for me right now, but thank you all for tuning in.